Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
What is going on, Thunder fans? It is that time of year again. For the first time in almost 5 years, the Thunder are back in the playoffs. And BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. From MLB golf, the MLB and NHL playoff stats, all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Huntsinger at Thunder Chats. We are part of the Believe Network. This podcast is brought to you by betonline.ag. Now that is out of the way, I am joined by nobody. Matt Tierney was supposed to join me today, but spoiler alert, if you guys didn't know already, Tierney can't hang these late games. It's hard for him. I told him to set an alarm. I don't know if he actually did or not, but yeah, he is asleep. I think Cone might be joining me here in a little bit from the arena, but basically I think it's going to mainly just be me. Sucks because, you know, a really fun game, lots to talk about. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can get the chat active. If you guys have any questions you want to ask me, you want me to talk about, you know, while we're on the pod, probably good to go about 30, maybe 40 minutes if the chat's popping, but you know, we'll see how it's going. I will be much more interactive with the chat than I usually am. Shout out Cooper. What up, Cooper? Hello, Mr. Cooper. Matching your energy. So, but yeah, burying the lead here. The Thunder won game two against the New Orleans Pelicans, 124-92. Complete and total far cry from what game one was for the Thunder. But, and I'm just realizing this, I think I should actually tweet this, The Pelicans scored the exact amount of points that they scored in game one with 92 points. I need to fact check that, make sure I'm correct. I'm like 95%. Yeah, 92 points in both games. So consistency. You know, we hear the whole gimmick about Shea, like my whole life consistent. Well, the other thing that's consistent is how many points the Pelicans are scoring against the Thunder. But we're going to get into all that. I'm not going to call it single large item because it's just me. I'm not just going to talk about one thing. I'm going to talk about a lot of the same things, or not same things. I'm going to talk about a lot of the different parts of the game as I kind of, you know, wait for Cone to join. You know, he was in the arena tonight, and so definitely want to hear his account on that, you know, his take and stuff. And he had a really fun day, you know, with like the Thunder He was on the Thunder Twitter account and did some content for them. So definitely want to hear from him. But let's jump into this game because it was wild. Like right from the jump, it looked like, you know, we was headed for another Jonas Valanciunas masterclass. Scored 11 straight points for the Pelicans. And, you know, we was kind of still playing our game. You know, multiple guys were getting going. I think Lu Dort hit a three. Dub had a, I think, a layup in traffic. And then Chet, obviously, got going really fast. I think he had two threes at that point. He had three threes in the third quarter, but I think he had two threes at this point. And the Thunder took the lead 12, like Thunder 12, Pelicans 11. But it was really Thunder 12, Jonas Valanciunas 11. And I made the comment, I made the tweet. I was like, dude, I don't care if Jonas is chasing Wilt's like points record at this point. If we could still play our game and that's what the Pelicans want to do, I'm completely fine with that. So, yeah, shout out Arthur. Hello to you, my friend, as well. And also, you know, Cooper, once again, says, Lou outplaying Ingram on both ends makes me ridiculously happy. Yeah, there was a lot of outplaying in the game today. But Lu Dort has brought it, man. And one thing about Joseph says is I don't know what Cone might be joining me. He's supposed to be joining me. I'm just kidding. But yeah, he's supposed to be on here. But yeah, one thing about Lu Dort, he shows up when the lights are shining bright. You know, last game, he didn't shoot like crazy. He didn't score like an amazing amount of points. But defensively, he locked in. He was physical. He made it difficult for B.I. What up, Topher? My guy. He made it difficult for B.I. And, you know, B.I. got it going a little bit more today. He had 18 points, 5 of 10 shooting. So, you know, 50% shooting is a lot better than I think he was 5 of 14 in the game prior to that. But offensively, Lu Dort had it going tonight. He was 4 of 8 from the field, but the 4 that he made were all threes. He was 4 of 6 from 3, which quick math, that's like 66% from the three-point line. So I'm all about that. He had I think his first 3 that he made was in the corner. And he pump faked. And I think it was actually Brandon Ingram also that, you know, obviously, like, closed out hard. And, you know, Dort just did a little step back, sidestep, and just knocked down the three with all the confidence in the world. And it's actually insane because if you would have told me last year Dort would be hitting pump fake, step back, sidestep three-pointers, I would have thought you were insane. But he's done it multiple times this year, and he's playing with so much more confidence offensively. So it was great to see. You know, whenever Dort's knocking down three-pointers, it helps us a lot. And it wasn't just Dort knocking down threes. Obviously, we mentioned Chet, 3-6 shooting. We'll talk about his performance here in a little bit. But the entire Thunder team shot 48% from three, 14 of 29, which is a 17% improvement from game one. So, yeah, like, you know, this is kind of what we expected. And on the flip side, the Pelicans shot 26.9% from three. You know, I mentioned, I think I tweeted this because somebody had a screen grab of a clip from game one. And it was Shea at like the top right of the key. And you had, I think it was CJ, like face guarding Shea, like, you know, he was his man. You had Trey Murphy kind of flanked to his left, kind of shading the corner. He had Herb Jones kind of flanked to his right, kind of shading the right wing. And, like, you had three guys just focused in on Shea. You had Isaiah Joe wide open. You had Lu Dort open in the corner. And, you know, I made the comment, like, you know, this is the ideal defense to play or for, you know, for Shea to attack because he has guys that he can hit. You know, I mean, he can make them pay for, basically playing that kind of defense on them. And, you know, he was making all the right plays in game one. The guys just wouldn't knock him down. You know, I think, like I said, we shot 31.4, 31.3, I can't remember, something like that, from three-point line. And I said, you know, the shooting variance is going to catch up. We were the best three-point shooting team in the league. Like, we're going to catch up. And a lot of people were like, well, the Pelicans also missed this many. You know, they're like the fourth or fifth or sixth best three-point shooting team in the league. Like, variance goes both ways. You know, I mean, it's true. Variance does go both ways, and there's time for that to catch up. But at least for tonight, variance caught up for the Thunder. We shot 17% better. And the Pelicans shot, I think, like 4 or 5% worse from three-point line. So, yeah, three-point shooting, if you can win that battle, it definitely helps out. I am curious. I just want to see. But, yes, so this is amazing. I don't know that this is adjustment or if it was just the fact that Chet kind of played him off the floor. The Thunder out-rebounded the New Orleans Pelicans tonight, guys. 37-35 after the absolute mauling from game one. 37-35, Thunder out-rebounded them. Only got out-rebounded by 3 on the offensive glass and out-rebounded them by 5 on the defensive glass. So, you know, shout out to the Thunder stepping up. Shout out to Coach Mark making adjustments where it needs to be made. So kind of going back to, you know, just the game, I've mentioned him a few times. Chet Holmgren, man. Chet Holmgren came out of this game on fire. And, you know, something that I mentioned on Twitter, I tweeted out some sports books picks that I had for this game. And one of them was Chet 1.5 three-pointers made. And I thought it was going to go over that. It did go over that by 1. But either way, you know, I thought that if OKC was going to win this game, if we were going to – you know, try to make a statement like we did, it was going to lead to Chet being able to play Jonas off the floor. And he did just that. Like I said earlier, 3 three-pointers all in the third quarter. Those are the only 3s that he ended up making. But like after he was knocking down the 3s, you know, the Pelicans were kind of selling out to defend him on the perimeter. And he was able to drift back down into the lane because Jonas only played 23 minutes tonight, as opposed to, like, I think he played like 30 minutes in game one. I'd have to double check that, but, you know, definitely like a downtick in minutes, downtick in production as well. And I think that is because of how they used Chet and how they made Chet a point of emphasis on offense, how he was aggressive, how he attacked Jonas off the perimeter. I think it was Reggie Miller, which Reggie Miller said some questionable things, but there was one time that Jonas tried to close out on Chet, and Chet just kind of sidestepped him with his first step, and Jonas almost fell. He stumbled a little bit. He's like, and Reggie was like, yeah, like, you know, Chet's obviously given up, you know, size on the other end in terms of rebounding, but Jonas cannot guard Chet on the perimeter. So, and it proved to be the case. And then, like I said, you know, he kind of got to work around the rim. I want to say Chet had like 3 or 4 dunks tonight. He had a couple of nice little finishes off of layups or off of rebounds as well. And, you know, he ended up with 26 points, 9 of 13 shooting, 3 of 6 from the three-point line, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, which I just don't understand his free throw shooting. I don't understand how he misses it, like how it could be so pure 1 minute and then like it could just clank the hardest that you've ever seen on the next minute. But anyways, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks was just phenomenal. Yeah, shout out Topher. Topher says tonight might have been the best overall game for Chet. Oh, yeah, Michael Clampett says, Chet leveling B.I. going into the dunk was a religious experience. I thought the man was too skinny. You know, speaking as a skinny guy myself, a bony guy myself, that was a bone-on-bone crime, Chet to B.I. So, yeah, that was fun. Well, hey. Here to talk about this game, joining us is a very special guest. He might be the most Hollywood Twitter account in the history of Hollywood Twitter accounts. He was featured on the Oklahoma City Thunder Twitter account. He was present for game 2 tonight. He is the man, the myth, the legend, the underscone for the people, Connor 3-Cone. What, Cone?
Apparently, we just brought back the intros is what you're doing with me. Appreciate it, yeah. Man. It's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It was a night. It was awesome. Atmosphere again, ridiculous. Obviously the Thunder annihilated them. I saw Jerry and Nina walking out as well as Dre, and Nina was asleep in Jerry's arms, and I don't blame her because the Thunder probably bored everybody by just dominating the Pelicans so hard, especially going into that fourth quarter. Like, you want to talk about a statement win, that's exactly what this was. And I think we talked about that a little bit. I said that it felt like this was the first game one, like they settled in. Game 2, they'd look a lot more like themselves. They did exactly that. I mean, they probably you know, other than a couple like buckets at the end, there's a chance they could have ended up winning by 40 and they won by 32. And this is a team that is obviously without Zion, but the amount of national writers I still saw say that the Pelicans could still give the Thunder problems. Like, I think Bill Simmons said the Thunder could still lose to a Zionless Pelicans team or that it would be tough. Kendrick Perkins said something similar. So, I mean, it just, you know, making statements left and right. And obviously the big three were the ones who really took over in this game. I think people are going to realize, cause, you know, there were some people who were saying, oh, that's not really a big three. Like, is it really, like, do they really have the stars like that? Shea, 33, 3, 5, 2, 69% shooting. Chet, 26, 7, 1, 2 blocks, also in 69% shooting. And he had 20 points in the first half. If he didn't get into foul trouble, could have finished with more. J-Dub, 21, 5, mm-hmm. and 7. He was diming up out there. 59% shooting, just eviscerated the Pelicans. They stood absolutely no chance in this game. So,
yeah, and, you know, talking about Chet, you know, I kind of just talked about Chet there, you know, how he kind of set the tone, kind of played Jonas off the floor a little bit our advantage. Cohen, I don't know if you realize this or not, but we actually out-rebounded the Pelicans tonight.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Like, it's so annoying. I saw someone tweet out that apparently, because obviously I was at the game, so I didn't see it, but at the halftime show, all they were talking about, one of the big things they kept talking about is the Thunder's rebounding when it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, other than like that first couple minutes where we gave up quite a few, we were perfectly fine rebounding, I felt like, tonight. Like, it really was not a problem. And, you know, people talk about, like, oh, Jonas Valanciunas is dominating. Like, what are they going to do against Jonas? Play him off the court is the answer. Like, he really could not hang with Chet. You saw that. If Jonas is going to go out there and try to beat us by breaking Wilt's record, I'm cool with it. Like, I'll let him go out there and score 100 if he wants. I'd rather him try and do that than Brandon Ingram or CJ McCollum or Trey Murphy go out there and shoot all the time, because Chet played really good defense on him. He was hitting some buckets here and there, but Chet blocked him a couple of times. He was missing some shots. And ultimately, like, they're not going to beat us with Jonas Valanciunas. Who cares? So it's – and you could see that in this game. Like, they kept trying to go to Jonas and eventually started missing a little bit, and we very quickly ran away with it. So it's – you know, it's what the – It's just what this team does, is they stay resilient on that end. The rebounding hasn't been great this season, but it's been better in the second half of the year, and they're holding up perfectly fine in this game. I feel like people just aren't caught up quite yet. They're going to see us have a possession where we give up like 3-4 offensive rebounds. It's like, oh my God, this Thunder team can't rebound. They suck. And it's really not that big of an issue. It's just a couple possessions here and there. And a lot of the boards, especially at the early game, like, they just weren't bouncing our way. It wasn't we were getting outworked. There were even a couple of times where it was very obvious Larry Nance Jr. was putting two hands on someone and shoving them, and nothing was being called. So, you know, it's we're outworking them even if we don't have the size.
Yeah, it's funny because Chelsea was watching the game with me tonight, and she doesn't watch on the regular season because I like watching on the computer because it's on League Pass. My League Pass doesn't work on Xbox for some reason, and so, like, I try to get it.
League Pass hardly works anywhere.
Yeah, it's very annoying. But, you know, I try to watch on the computer so I can be, like, as up-to-date as possible on the game. But where, you know, everything's national television, nationally televised, I can, you know, put it up on the TV and she watch it with me. So, you know, we was watching the beginning and she was like, you guys are getting killed on rebounding. I was like, yeah, but look at the scoreboard. Like, we was up 5. And it felt like all momentum was, like, on the Pelican side, but was up 5. And then, you know, she's like, oh, they scored again. Oh, they scored again. And then they called timeout and we were up 12-11 after, like, it was literally Thunder 12, you know, Valanciunas 11. Like, it was, I was like, they're playing into our hands. Like, I tweeted the same thing. I was like, if Jonas wants to chase Wilt's record, that's cool with us. As long as we can play our game, that's a great game plan.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'd much rather, like, him go out there and do that than Trey Murphy spot up for, like, 6 threes in a game. It's, you know, they're not going to beat us playing that way, especially when we shoot like we did tonight, where we actually – because in game one, we were just bricking wide open threes, and that felt like something that would absolutely come back to earth. Your poster behind you just flopped down, I just saw.
Did it really? Dang.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
On it, man.
It looked like you know those like thin like blinds you can pull down. Erica.
I heard that one.
Yeah, you all might have even heard that on the audio platforms. Dylan's poster just went. I don't even remember where I was. I got distracted. Oh yeah, like we shot well tonight, and that was obviously going to happen because we shot so poorly last game. We were going to regress to the mean because this was one of the best three-point shooting teams in the league this season. They weren't going to suck again, and they didn't. Chet started off – huge shout out to Chet, by the way. Chet was ridiculous in this game because there's all the talk about him not being physical enough, he can't be a five and this and that. Great defensively, incredible offensively, because that's another thing with Jonas out there. He can't keep up. Like, we put him in rotation, and immediately someone gets open because he's, you know, lumbering to whoever he has to go to. We're attacking, he's having to slide over, we're kicking out. So that's just another thing. But yeah, shout out to Chet. Sorry, 3-for-3 from deep, 5-of-5 from the field to begin things. 20 points in the first half. And, you know, everybody was hitting three. Shea was knocking them down tonight. J-Dub had some threes, or at least one. I think I remember multiple. Lou hit 4 threes tonight. He was really cooking out there. Big shout out to Lou. And the Thunder just bounced back as a whole. I mean, again, this is the team I was expecting. Obviously, in game one, I do think there was that adrenaline that, like, okay, we're here, like, kind of that transition moment. Now it seems like they're locked in, and you could see that with basically everything they executed. Shea was unbelievable tonight. Like, some of the shots he hit, because he's, again, going up against Herb Jones, who is going to be an all-defensive player this season, should be, and it just didn't matter a lot of the time. And even if it's not him, it's Trey Murphy, who's got a lot of length. It's Najee Marshall, who's a physical, good defender. None of it really mattered. There were multiple times where Shea just bailed us out of a possession with an insane turnaround mid-range jumper or fading away on the baseline, that one where he was fading behind the basket and went ahead and knocked it down. Just unbelievable stuff. He's the people that thought he was going to fall apart in the playoffs, I don't know how you thought that, because all the stuff that Shea does is stuff that big-time playoff players do. Like, they finish around the rim. The mid-range jumper is super important in the playoffs, too. He just plays at his own pace, doesn't ever get rushed. Game one, I think he was trying to force it a little bit. He knew he had to be that guy. Game two, he's like, oh, okay, I am that guy. I'll be perfectly fine. And, I mean, some of the passes he threw tonight, too, like early in the game when they threw a lot of pressure at him, ridiculous stuff. Like, they also went to that zone that frustrated the Thunder for a few minutes, and then Shea was passing them like crazy out of that. Jabal had that one crazy dime. I think it was to Giddy down low. They broke and destroyed everything the Pelicans threw at them. They just didn't even stand a chance tonight. Like, the second they came in the building, it was over.
Yeah, and, you know, like with Shea, man, like, I don't think people realize how ridiculous it was. Like, he put so many narratives to rest tonight. Like, he cooked Herb Jones. Like, I don't remember, like, a single play tonight that Herb Jones, like, even, like, so much as walled him up defensively. Yeah. And offensively, you know, like you mentioned, you know, 33 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 13 and 19 shooting, 3 of 5 from deep. The 2 threes that he missed were, like, into shot clock keys. Like, that was hot potato. Like, that's ticking time bomb. And then, you know, he had 33 points. So, like, he's a free throw merchant. He had to have, like, 9 free throw attempts, right? Yep. Now, he had 4 free throw attempts, and 2 of them were technical free throws.
Exactly. And it's, yeah, you want to talk about a guy who, oh, all he does is shoot free throws and stuff like that. 4 free throws, over 30 points, hyper efficient against an all defensive caliber guy. Like, what else? I mean, what else do you need to see? This is exactly what we have known as Thunder fans this whole season. What the national TV audience is just going to figure out is that although people want to push these narratives about the Thunder being too young or being prone to falling apart in the playoffs, they're not going to do that. I'm not saying they're going to win the finals. You know, we'll have to wait and see. But this is a team that at the very least is going to compete in every series they're in and give the opposing teams a really hard time. I know Shaq said tonight on the postgame thing, I think I saw a tweet about this, that he thinks the Thunder are a Western Conference Finals team. And I'm glad people are realizing this team can get there, because I feel like people just keep assuming that, oh, this isn't a real one seed, that they'll fall apart. I mean, the Thunder now up 2-0. It is the Pelicans without Zion. I'm not going to go too crazy, but I love the way they just slammed the door tonight on the Pelicans. They didn't give them any chance. I think it was the second quarter where they made a little bit of a run to bring it back from like 18 to like 9 or something like that. And it's like, okay, how are they going to respond? They responded by going up by like 20 and then winning by 32 points. So,
I mean, yeah. And I mean, you know, a lot of people are going to throw out the opponent and who they're missing and whatnot. But, you know, we beat the Pelicans without Zion, but, you know, it could have been worse. We could have lost to the Heat without Jimmy Butler. Like, you know, there's, I would rather win those games than, you know, like, it's kind of like you can't win for losing. Like, you know, if you win, like, oh, you should have won, of course. If you lose, it's like, wow, I can't believe you lost to the Pelicans without Zion. It's very annoying. But, you know, this Thunder team has shown the emotional maturity all year long, especially down the stretch at the end, you know, whenever teams were kind of taking breaks and, like, losing and, you know, making, like, really close games with, like, inferior teams. And the Thunders took care of business. So this, I expect them to, I don't expect them to blow out the Pelicans the rest of the series, but like, you know, I expect them to go out there, take it seriously, do what it takes to win the game, every game. And yeah, they've been doing just that. Do you want to shout out Dub? Because obviously Chet and Shea put up the numbers offensively, but not just what he did offensively, which he did good, you know, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, had a steal. 10 of 17 shooting, 1 of 3 from deep. But, man, the way he's locked in defensively this series, like, you know, he's not creating a lot of turnovers in terms of, like, steals and stuff, but I want to say he's drawn, like, 4 or 5 offensive fouls in the last 2 games.
It's felt like it, yeah.
He's had Brandon Ingram in absolute prison on certain possessions. Like, he is really stepping it up defensively. And if we're getting this kind of defensive demon on top of the performance we're already getting from Dort, Kaysen and in isolated, you know, scenarios, Shea and obviously Chet, like, you know, the ceiling that you thought you had for this team, like, go ahead and blow it out because it's a lot higher.
Yeah, I mean, he has been unbelievable defensively. The team really as a whole, like, these first 2 games, mm-hmm. they were ridiculous. Game 1, they struggled offensively, but 2, now that they locked in, they look like the team that was top 5 on both ends this season, which figured it would show up. Yeah, man, shout out to Dub. Like you said, I mean, I think he's got such an interesting combination of length and, like, physicality. You know, he bulked up a lot in this offseason. He has that insane wingspan out there, too, that makes it really difficult to get a shot up and over him. He's able to poke the ball away in those passing lanes, you know, able to, after he pokes it away, kind of push it up ahead and beat you to the ball because he's quick as well, things like that. Great in transition as well, which makes that even more valuable. Just a special player on both ends. He feels like he could be an all defensive level player at some point and be one of the more efficient offensive players in the league right now. And with more volume, I think those point per game numbers are going to skyrocket. People throughout the middle of the season, specifically around the trade deadline, all-star break around at that time, there was that conversation about, hey, the Thunder are up there towards the one seed. Could they get a second all-star? And there are people like, hey, you know, Chet deserves a little bit of a case. J-Dub deserves a little bit. And I feel like Chet didn't get that much pushback, but there was a lot of pushback on J-Dub. People saying that he was a role player. They're like, we got to stop doing this with players like Jalen Williams and Derek White. Like, they're role players. They don't really do all that. I don't think the national audience has realized how good he is. I think this is going to be their wake-up call. That's the reason. He is the reason to me, the biggest one maybe, why this team is much scarier than people realize. Because I think people know how good Shea is, other than the doubters and haters who I think are just deluding themselves. I think people realize how good Chet is, although maybe not. I hope tonight they realize.
Yeah.
I don't think enough people realize how good Dub is. To me, he's the X factor. We talk about how the reason the Thunder are here is because they, of course, got Shea as the guy that they landed in the big trade. He's an MVP level player. They, of course, also added, you know, Chet Holmgren with a second overall pick, which is a massive pickup there. And you have to be able to nail those top draft picks. It's what we lost all those games for. And then you have Dub, who is the 12th overall pick that we got because of one of those trades. He is the reason why we're here. He was the X factor that made this whole thing come together. Because if we just had Shea and Chet, I think we're really good. But with Dub, this team is special. So huge shout to him, the way that he stepped up. And he's built for the playoffs. It was super cool to see him do a lot of like Russ type stuff tonight. Like there were multiple times where he had these big shots or buckets and he got the crowd going. He was getting everybody hype, you know. He would hit a bucket and run down the sideline, like, come, you know, using his hand to be like, come on, give me more noise. Even Shea tonight, shout out to him, like towards the end of the game, he was going crazy when he went to the bench for the final time. He's throwing his arm up, like, come on, like, get loud type stuff, which, you know, you don't see a lot of emotion out of Shea typically, but this team is doing exactly that. And yeah, I think Dub is the X factor to what this team does. Without him, I don't know where the Thunder are at. It's definitely not here though. So,
yeah. No, absolutely, man. It's you know, it's always great to see the big three playing well. And, you know, hopefully we continue that. I did want to say the starters, all five starters had double digits tonight, with Giddey having 13, obviously Dort having 16. You know, you mentioned defensively, just want to like give a shout out defensively. I thought that we did a really good job on containing Trey Murphy's three pointers. He was 2 of 6 tonight from 3 of 8 for the game, only had 8 points. I think we did a really good job of neutralizing him. Herb Jones kind of took his spot in terms of like hitting random threes. He was 4 of 7 from 3, which
he was good tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Herb was great offensively, and I think it was because he expended a lot less energy defensively, because it felt like a lot of other people got a chance to try to guard Shea late in the game, because it, you know, it just clearly wasn't Herb's night on defense. So yeah, shout out Herb Jones. I'm trying to see. Oh, yeah. So the other thing I wanted to point out was Isaiah Joe. He was huge off the bench. 8 points, hit 3 shots, 2 threes, both absolute moon balls. One was a no-dip moon ball. I think it was from Chet. Like, just absolutely beautiful. Case and the Wigs, you know, they didn't do anything like super loud scoring wise, but you know, they still had really good numbers. Like, you know, Wiggins had 6, 5, and 2. Kaysen was 2, 3, and 3. Obviously, Kaysen didn't have to lock down CJ for the final possession or anything like that. And he got in a little bit of foul trouble early on in the game, but they still came in and contributed. And a lot of people still pointing out about Jalen Williams. He had 0 points. He had 1 rebound, 1 assist, but felt like he made a pretty good impact out there in terms of like defensively being physical. Took a charge for like the first time that I've seen him like take like a legitimate charge in a while. Like, it was a little throwback Jalen Williams. So shout out Boom for that. And yeah, we got to see Wendy Waters and Usman Jang out there for a solid 3 minutes. So fun night.
Yeah, G League MVP. Shout out to Uz getting in there. The crowd went crazy when Uz checked in, by the way. I figured you'd appreciate that.
That's awesome. See, I was busy typing in my post game tweets at that point, because you know there's a few people that get them out pretty quick. So I was trying to beat them to the punch. But yeah, we love that. We love that for Uz. Jang Gang riding high. I was hoping he'd get in a little bit earlier. By the way, man, we was up 29 points and they called a timeout, and they came back out of the timeout and our starters were still in. I was like, what are we doing?
Why? I was also surprised that they were still in. And we only kept them in for like another minute or two, and then we took them out. So I don't know. I mean, I guess they were just like really lock it up kind of thing. I don't know.
Making that statement, man. Yeah. Shout out Chet blocking Jeremiah Robinson Earl.
Man, that was heartbreaking. It's crazy. You like JRE, if you could have said at the beginning of the season that JRE is going to be playing in a playoff game featuring the 1-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder, and you would have been very confused because so many wires have crossed along the way for that to end up happening. So yeah, man, poor JRE. Apparently I saw a tweet from Joel, who said that there was a fan behind him chanting JRE. So it seems like he's still got some fans in the city. Shout out to Jerry.
Shout out that guy. Shout out to that guy. Yeah, the only other thing I wanted to point out was the post game. There was actually two post games, but the first post game, the TNT broadcast, was when after they asked Shea his questions, Shea answered, and then they asked Chet a couple questions, and he did a quick answer, and he grabbed the mic and said, "I got to say one more thing, though." He's like, he's too humble to say it, but this guy right here, he's the MVP, MVP of the league. And it was beautiful. It's cool to see your guys rally for you like that, but also like, it's so funny because Shea is humble, because as soon as he said that, he had the biggest eye roll. Like, dude, shut up.
Yeah, that was the postgame interviews were dope. Shout out to Chet for pushing that. Yeah, Shea's not going to say that he is the MVP, but no. Chet will go ahead and say it for him. Shout out to those guys. Really funny moment in the postgame interview too, where Dub was playing with Nick Gallo's Apple Watch and checking his steps. And after he finished up, he's like, "You walk a lot, don't you?" Looking at his step numbers, which was really funny. Getting to hear the barks live in person was cool. And then the second they all started running off, the whole crowd started barking too, which was great. The barks are getting really loud in there, by the way. People know that the second someone make, like Dub or J Will, like anybody who consistently barks in those postgame interviews, the second they make like a hustle play or get a bucket, the barks are just raining in from top to bottom of the arena, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like, we drew a few offensive fouls tonight, but there was like two or three by Dub. And every time, man, the camera just goes on him. He's laying on the floor. He just.
Yeah, they've started to throw picture or videos and pictures of like dogs up there too. Whenever one of those plays happens, like a Doberman popped up there a couple times. They did a who let the dogs out moment, I think during one of the timeouts in the third quarter, I believe. Like they've very firmly leaned into the dog thing, which I think is great. Like it's something cool that's kind of unique to the Thunder at this point. So
glad they're doing that. Well, Cone, I know you got a flight in the morning. I got to get up in 4 hours for work. So yay. But the Thunder play again Saturday, be taking the trip to New Orleans. It's weird because, we played Sunday, off 2 days, played Wednesday, off 2 days, play Saturday. Then we're off 1 day and play Monday. I don't know. Schedule.
Hopefully that's the end of the series right there.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Get a nice little break, get a nice little rest in. But, yeah, we play Saturday against New Orleans. I think it's 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we will we'll go live. We'll record that day. I don't know if we'll go, immediately post game, because that's during the day. That's kind of hard for me, but we will record that night. Hopefully we'll be talking about the Thunder going up 3-0 in the driver's seat to close out the series in New Orleans. And hopefully that's the case. Hopefully we're talking about Shea Cook and Herb Jones once again. So, but Cone, you got anything else you want to say before you sign off, get on a plane and head back to New York?
It was super dope to be in Oklahoma City. This is my first time being here for the playoffs. I've been here a couple of times for just non-playoff games. Obviously the Topic Thunder meetups, been here a couple of times for those, but yeah, this was the first time here for the playoffs, and it's awesome. Like the atmosphere is insane. If you live in the area, if you haven't been to one of the games, even if you buy like the nosebleed of nosebleeds, which by the way are still perfectly fine seats, the arena I think does a really good job of making everything feel like it's involved in the action. And with the noise, with how everyone's going crazy, high-fiving each other, you'll feel plenty included. So definitely recommend getting out to a game, be loud, bark, go crazy. The guys need it. The guys need that support. And through the first two games, it's been unbelievable. They've all complimented the fans. As someone who has never been to one of these games, I've never seen an atmosphere quite like this. It's the craziest sports atmosphere I've ever been a part of. Go check out the team, support them. They need it because they're trying to go on a run that nobody believes they can make. And we believe in them. They believe in themselves. Just have to, give them that little extra push. Shout out to anybody who stopped me to say hey throughout this weekend, because that was super cool. Got to talk to a lot of people. Shout out to the team over at the Thunder. Like Dylan said, I got to help them make a video for the socials, which was great. Shout out to the people that barked in that video too. A lot of people were caught off guard when we were asking them to bark, but a lot of people played into it, which was great. I couldn't have asked for a better trip coming here to Oklahoma City. A lot of people ask me, are you going to come back if we go later in the playoffs? We'll see. I mean, I'm not made of money, so
yeah,
we'll see on that front.
It gets more expensive the farther you go too.
That's the thing. Exactly. So, we'll see, but for the moment, I mean, it couldn't have asked for a better trip. So shout out to y'all. Thunder fans are the best, and we appreciate y'all tuning in to the stream, the podcast here. I'll let Dylan go ahead and close it out.
Yeah, for sure. I will say that my brother-in-law, he claims that if we make the finals, he will make sure that we get to go to the finals. So we'll see. We'll see if that happens. You know, make final run. You know, might have to pull some strings, get the top of Thunder fam there, at least for the parade.
Yeah, I need to hope that some of the Knicks end up there, and then I get to watch them in New York. Although I'm imagining a finals game in Madison Square Garden is going to be $37,000 for a single ticket. It feels like.
Yeah.
I was looking at tickets. So if those of y'all might not know, but my brother's a Sixers fan, and he was thinking about potentially going up for a game. And he was like, "Oh, what if I went up if they made it to a game seven to like Madison Square Garden?" I looked at the tickets. The nosebleeds are like $400, and that's round one. And so can't even imagine what a final stick would look like at MSG. But anyways, you know, I don't know if the Knicks are going to make it there. So we'll have to really worry about that.
That is true. That could shape up to be a fun series, you know, with the Sixers going back home. But we can, you know, once we close out our series, we can talk about other NBA stuff before we play again. So,
yeah.
But yeah, come, you go to bed. I gotta go to bed. Everybody else listening, go to bed or don't. I'm not your dad. Hope everybody has a great night. God bless you when you can. Like the video, subscribe, hit the notification bell, leave a comment, subscribe anywhere you listen to your podcast. Follow me on Twitter at ThunderChats, Cone on Twitter at 3Cone, us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder. Tell Tierney he needs to learn how to hang late. And as always, Thunder up.
Thunder up.
That was a lot of things.
That was a lot. We got them all, though. Needed them.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.